Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An extreme heat warning remains in effect. Highs level off around 100 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 75. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, chance for storms. Daytime highs approaching 89. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 91.
Mid-America Network News. A Salina man has been arrested after multiple witnesses reported an incident that occurred within a neighborhood. On July 25th, around 9 p.m., witnesses told police that a male and a female got into an argument, and it was reported that the male attempted to forcefully take a baby that was in a carrier held by the woman and drag the woman into a residence. 26-year-old Stephen Tyson is now in jail. A private med flight company is expanding its reach by putting up a new base in Colby, Kansas, with the hope of helping rural communities get life-saving health care faster and safer. Four communities in western Kansas, a trip to the hospital in a true emergency situation may seem daunting because in rural America, it can be pretty far away from the nearest hospital. Apollo MedFlight hopes to alleviate that. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
Officials in Lyon County report that emergency communications personnel are being harassed following a heated Emporia City Commission meeting. Lyon County officials shared via social media post on July 23rd that the dispatchers at the Lyon County Emergency Communications Center have been receiving abusive calls recently. Officials said the calls are being made about the matters unrelated to the communications center. Individuals who stayed on the line to speak to a dispatcher called them names while the dispatcher tried to assist them. A familiar Kansas politician is getting an honor in the form of a new $1 million plaza at a Topeka university. The Washburn University Alumni Association and Foundation announced that a $1 million matching gift challenge has been completed. The funds will help create Senator Robert J. Dole Plaza. It will complement a new building for the Washburn University School of Law at the corner of 21st and Washburn. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you need reliable, expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state health officials say they continue to watch a, quote, rapid increase of infections of the parasite known as cyclosporiasis that has been spreading across the state of Nebraska, with the more populous areas seeing a larger increase in the Douglas County health area. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say over the weekend they did see some more cases be confirmed in the county, as Douglas County officials said that 12 out of 27 confirmed cases were reported in the past 4 days alone, prompting a public health investigation. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services has partnered with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, along with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, to determine the county cases and if they are related to the ongoing multi-state cyclosporiasis outbreak. County health officials around the state identified eating at Taco Bell as one of the most common exposures to individuals getting the parasite, with the largest number of cases happening across the Mid-America region. The investigation on the cases are still ongoing. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, James Guerin here. It's that season again. Summertime is the time to keep your crop growing strong. What can you do to help the process? Stay tuned right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we keep you updated on the crop progress all throughout the season. From the latest weather updates to quality updates across the Mid-America region and even the latest technology to help you on the farm, let the Mid-America Ag Network be your guide to a successful crop this year. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners approved moving forward with a budget recommendation for 2027 with a proposed mill levy of 49.314, a nearly 10% increase of 4.311 mil over the previous year's 45.003, which will exceed the revenue neutral rate. Initial budget drafts plugging in various options for county employee raises were estimated as high as 52.202 mils with a 3% raise or 52.694 mil with a 5% raise. The 27 budget is based on a slight increase in valuation for assessed property in Marshall County. Washington County Sheriff Justin Cordry met with commissioners at last week's meeting, responding to concerns from dispatch discussed at a previous meeting, including issues with the 911 communications director. Commissioners later in the meeting met in executive session with three attorneys, including the county attorney and sheriff. No action was taken as a result of that half-hour meeting. Countywide ambulance services were again discussed with no decisions made. Nemahal County Commissioners awarded a construction bid for a new EMS facility with a steel building by AHRS Construction at $623,000 for a 60 by 80 foot structure. It will be located at 7th and Nemahal Streets in Seneca. Commissioners noted only a slight increase in steel versus the cost of a wood building. Shannon Stapleton was appointed to fill the unexpired term of Galen Ackerman, who resigned from the Nemahal County Planning Commission. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet in special session Monday evening at 5:30 to interview a candidate for an open HR position. Monday wraps up the annual Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca with the livestock auction at 7 p.m. A public hearing in Pottawatomie County, slated for Tuesday to consider data center regulations, is postponed until August 20th, as a 20-day advance deadline for publication of the meeting was not initially met. Residents will be able to share public comment on proposed regulations that would govern any such facility built in the county. Marysville USD 364 School Board meeting in July approved teacher administrative pay and raises with Craig Harris, elected board president, Butch Schmitz, vice president. Dates for board meetings beginning in September will be moved to the second Monday each month, 6 p.m. in the conference room of the Activity Center. A house fire in Waterville Friday morning totaled the Jody Crumbly residence, which was engulfed as firefighters arrived shortly before 7 a.m. at 516 East McNulty Street. Children were reportedly not at home at the time, and there were no reported injuries. Contents and the house were destroyed, and donations for clothing and cash are being accepted for the family.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Marshall County Health Department will offer vaccine outreach clinics, including all adult, adolescent, and childhood vaccines, as well as blood pressure checks. No appointment needed. with stops Wednesday, July 29th in Beatty, Summerfield, and Axtell, Tuesday, August 4th in Vermilion and Frankfort, Wednesday, August 5th in Bremen, Waterville, and Blue Rapids. Again, the first round of stops Wednesday, July 29th at the Beatty Fire Station from 1 to 2:30, Summerfield Fire Station 3 to 4:30, and Axtell American Legion 5 until 7 p.m.
Think you know your music? Grab your friends for Musical Bingo on the Square in Blue Rapids, August 1st from 7 p.m. until 9. We'll play the songs, you mark your cards, sing along, and compete for prizes. $25 per person with proceeds towards Blue Rapids Community Action Team projects. It's easy to play, fun for all ages, and you never know which songs will earn your winning bingo at Musical Bingo on the Square in Blue Rapids, August 1st. Information on the BR Cat Facebook page.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An extreme heat warning is currently in effect until late this evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Heat index values around 110. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with the lows in the mid-70s. Some scattered showers are possible into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Tuesday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 70s. Rain may linger early on Wednesday, then staying sunny with our highs in the lower 90s, then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on a Wednesday night, otherwise staying mostly clear with our lows in the lower 70s. Rain showers may linger early Thursday, sunny with our highs in the upper 80s, then scattered showers possible on a Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s. More rain may linger early on Friday, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 80s, and mostly clear in the mid-60s throughout Friday night. And sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the mid-80s, and clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the mid-60s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91, record high on this date 106, the average low 67, the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:47, sunrise in the morning at 6:21.
It may be an invented word, but there's hardly one that fits more perfectly for this time of year. All about Cornscadius Air today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org. No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 27th, the 208th day of the year. Actor Jerry Van Dyke was born on this day, and Bugs Bunny made his cartoon debut today in 1940. Faithful Almanac readers will be familiar with this phase. Cornscadius Air is everywhere. For centuries, it's appeared on our July calendar pages. You won't find the word Cornscadius in the dictionary, but most of us know by intuition the hot and damp conditions that are ideal for growing corn. And if you're growing your own sweet corn, here's a few signs it's ready for picking. The silk will have turned brown, the ears will be plump and full, and the top of the ear should be rounded, not pointy. Piercing a kernel should produce a milky liquid, not clear. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Hello, I'm Chris Denner. After more than 30 years of serving Marshall County, providing strong leadership with results, I'm running for county commissioner. I believe that together we can strengthen agriculture and local business, invest in roads and infrastructure, expand housing opportunities, protect your taxpayer dollars through responsible stewardship, and bring our communities together. Again, I'm Chris Denner, and I'd be honored to earn your vote August 4th so we can build an even stronger Marshall County together.
Paid for by Chris Denner from Marshall County Commission. Experience the best in customer service when you call the Dragoston Insurance Agency. Justin Dragoston and the team at the Dragoston Insurance Agency can provide insurance coverage to meet your family's needs. Protect your financial future by calling the Dragoston Agency in Washington at 785-325-2263. You can also visit their offices in Clay Center and Concordia. Buckeye Insurance Group and the Dragoston Agency, working together to protect you.
KNDY Radio and the Citizens National Bank in Greeley would like to congratulate all of our State Fair ticket winners, including Katina Gross, Kale Pearson, Hope Watkins, Sam Perlman, Allison Anderson, Melissa Mingy, Rosa Blasky, Broden Crawford, Kinsey Wessel, Pamela Mitchell, Trent Stagenborg, Gwyneth Knox, Eric Crumbly, Curtis Turk, Logan Jurgensen, Carrie Dole, and Lance Jones for all winning their way to the Kansas State Fair this year. And congratulations to all the 4-H and Open Class exhibitors for another wonderful year at the area county fairs.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center hopes everyone will come out to support the 4-H at the Republic County Fair. Come enjoy the exhibits and have some fun. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness. Dan's Auto welcomes all to the Republic County Fair. There will be something exciting for everyone to enjoy. Bring the kids and have a blast. From Dan's Auto in Belleville, for paint and body work, call 785-527-8157 for an estimate.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm James Guerin. The understanding of the current status of the mental health of our farmers and ranchers has caught the ears of Brooke Rollins, who is the Secretary of Agriculture with the USDA. The suicide rate among farmers is heartbreakingly high, comparable to that of veterans, and it's an issue that can no longer be overlooked. Recognizing the urgency, conversations have already taken place with Doug Collins, the secretary at the VA, who comes from a background familiar to many in the farming community. He's been engaged in the discussions on how to move forward, and new initiatives are expected to roll out soon. A strong believer in the vision of the founding fathers, the speaker emphasized the importance of state acting as laboratories of democracy where real innovation begins. Rather than relying solely on the federal government, they've been working closely with agricultural commissioners and governors, including Governor Pillen, to develop and support state-driven solutions. Mental health challenges facing farmers and ranchers remain a top priority in those efforts.
Is your flow running low? It's time to call Weniger Drilling. Maybe it's time to upgrade your well to a new solar pump. Weniger Drilling also offers numerous services, including water well plugging, sanitation, and co-compliance. Call today for a free estimate, 316-729-5881, or find them online at WenigerDrilling.com.
Weniger Drilling.
We'll bring that water up.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm James Guerin. High-performing fungicides play a critical role in modern crop production. They not only protect plants from harmful diseases like rust, blight, and mildew, but also help maintain plant health during key growth stages. That disease protection leads to stronger stalks, fuller leaves, and more consistent grain fill, which directly translates to higher yields and better quality. But it's not just about fighting visible disease. Many top-tier fungicides offer plant health benefits like stress tolerance and improved photosynthesis. In today's ag economy, where every input needs to deliver a return, using a proven, high-performing fungicide can be the difference between an average crop and a top-performing one. It's about protecting your investment, your yield potential, and ultimately, your bottom line. In addition to yield and plant health benefits, high-performing fungicides also support long-term sustainability. By keeping disease levels low, they reduce the need for additional interventions and help preserve the effectiveness of crop protection tools.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 defending the Class B Legion State title.
played the Class A state tournament. A second week of tournament action kicked off on Thursday as Marysville dispatched Ottawa in the first round. Fell in the second round to the Topeka Senators on Friday morning, putting Marysville on the bottom side of the bracket where they came back later Friday evening, knocking off Chanute. Marysville faced Hiawatha on the bottom side of the bracket, winning 8-4 in the first game Saturday. Marysville would rematch with the Topeka Senators, falling 6-3 in the final. Topeka moves on to meet Pittsburgh in a rematch for the title on Sunday. Marysville finishing the season at 22-6, again with a Class B title, and finishing third consolation in the Class A division. Topeka went through five pitchers. Marysville through three on the mound. Marysville falling 6-3. Wrapping up play, Marysville goes 3-2 in state tournament action. Pittsburgh, Topeka advancing 26-8 on the season. Reporting KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierker.
Host Pittsburgh held off the Topeka Senators for a second time in Sunday's championship game. Pittsburgh remained undefeated in the tournament and moves on to represent Kansas in the regionals at Louisville, Kentucky.
You can stop your mail, kennel your pets, but it's difficult to find a reliable houseplant sitter while on vacation. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. I receive lots of calls from gardeners who return home from vacation to find their houseplants either floating in water or the soil bone dry and leaves brown and crispy. Reviving them is difficult and often impossible. Avoid the problem by creating an environment that will allow your plants to survive on their own. Fill the sink or tub with an inch of water. Set your well-watered houseplants on overturned pots or stones so they are setting above, not in the water. Loosely cover the sink or tub with plastic. I've used this system to keep my plants looking good for several weeks. Or invest in one of the self-watering devices. A 2-liter or similar container is filled with water, mounted on a plastic or terracotta pick. Water moves from the container to the soil as it dries. Whichever method you choose, give it a try before leaving town to make sure it's working correctly. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
One day they would both become presidents of the United States. But when the two spent the summer in the same town passing each other on the street, you wonder if they ever noticed each other. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the Crop Tour Finale. Register today at farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
It's 1813 in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. As Charlie Skees shares from the historic Brown Pusey House, many local farmers had difficulty in securing the land they were farming.
The clerk's office is across the street, and who would be in that clerk's office but Thomas Lincoln? He's having trouble gaining a clear title to his lands. And so who's going to be walking along with him? His son, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham was only 4 at the time. The clerk's office sat next to another site important to the Lincoln family.
Across the street, Thomas Lincoln married his second wife, Sarah Bush. Thomas Lincoln came back here to marry an old childhood acquaintance, and so there you had the marriage of Thomas and Sarah Bush.
Both Thomas Lincoln and Sarah Bush's spouses had passed away. Abraham's birth mother, Nancy Hanks Lincoln, died when he was 9, and Sarah filled a very important role.
We know that she was a very large influence on Abraham Lincoln pursuing education. Even though he did not have a lot of formal training, she encouraged him to read.
In 1813, we know there was another man in his early 20s at the clerk's office.
James Buchanan was here in Elizabethtown, staying right down the street there at the old legal house. Same problem, litigating land titles for his father, but there you would have had consecutive presidents of these United States walking up and down the sidewalk right here.
Buchanan was 18 years older than Abraham Lincoln, and we don't know if the two future presidents ever talked to each other, although it's highly likely they were passing each other on the streets multiple times that summer. Traveling the countryside in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.
Our farm and ranch dogs are always there for us, and we owe it to them to protect their health. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Parasites and tick-borne illnesses are preventable as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
After weeks of early mornings, long days, and jobs that don't wait, here's the bottom line. Honda's all-new Pioneer 1000 lineup is built for all of it. New 3- and 5-seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite is coming soon. With 999cc power and premium features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and optional sealed cab, it's built to make work easy and play hard. Find the perfect new Honda Pioneer 1000 for you at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Your farm dog might be part of the working staff or just a loving family companion. Either way, the dog is up against a different set of health hazards than his urban cousins, and it's up to you to understand what those potential health risks are and do your best to prevent them. Dr. Paul DeMars is a clinical associate professor at Oklahoma State University's College of Veterinary Medicine. He says the environment a farm dog lives in can contribute to infectious diseases.
Like leptospirosis, which is a bacterial disease transmitted in the urine of infected wildlife, primarily rats and raccoons, and dogs contract it by drinking contaminated water. Some of these lepto strains can also come from cattle. So a working cattle farm, you're going to have that as a risk. But the chances of the dog getting sick from those strains are not as great as from the other ones.
Dogs that spend more time outside are at a greater risk for mosquito bites, which can transmit heartworm disease. He says fleas and ticks are another hazard in many areas of the country.
You know, in a well-manicured back lawn, their risks are pretty minimal. But in the wilds where you have tall grass and leaf litter and all those types of things, then your risk of tick-borne illnesses rise spectacularly. So good tick control, good parasite control, appropriate vaccinations are the things we can do to mitigate those risks.
Parasites can affect your pet in a variety of ways, ranging from simple irritation to causing a life-threatening condition if left untreated. Your veterinarian is an ally in keeping the animal healthy, and that starts with a visit to the vet every year. Learn more about health risks for farm dogs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
The birds and the lilies have something to teach us about trust. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In Matthew 6, Jesus says, "Do not be anxious about your life." Then he invites us to look at the birds and consider the lilies. The birds don't gather into barns, yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. The lilies don't spin their own clothing, yet God clothes them with beauty. Jesus isn't saying planning is wrong. He's reminding us that we're not in control. Financial anxiety often grows when we believe everything depends on us, our income, our planning, our savings, our ability to predict tomorrow. But Jesus says your Heavenly Father knows. So plan wisely, save diligently, work faithfully, but entrust tomorrow to the God who already holds it. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store, or learn more at faithfi.com.
Blue Valley Door knows the transition from military service to civilian workforce can be difficult, so hire a veteran. From Blue Valley Door in Beatrice, we serve and install all styles of garage doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, residential, and garage doors and openers.
Nobody gives you the owner's manual for living in Marysville. Where can you find a babysitter? What happens in Marysville at Halloween? Why are we the Black Squirrel City? How do I volunteer? Where can I find out what's going on and what's the best way to meet people? That's why One Marysville created Meet Marysville. Join us Saturday, August 8th from 8 until 11 on Broadway. Meet local businesses, organizations, clubs, and community groups. Learn about Marysville's traditions, discover services and activities, make connections, and get answers to the questions that help you feel part of the community. The farmers market will be open, plus there'll be yard games, children's activities, and giveaways throughout the morning. Whether you have lived in Marysville for 5 weeks or 50 years, there is still more to discover. Meet Marysville, Saturday, August 8th from 8 until 11 on Broadway. Find details under the Events tab at onemarysville.com.
We love Branson. Live shows, unforgettable experiences, and memories that last forever. When planning your next vacation, make Branson a must visit. With the world-class theme park Silver Dollar City, family-friendly activities like the Butterfly Palace, and timeless productions like Shepherd of the Hills Outdoor Drama, Branson has something for all. And for the adventure seekers, explore Branson in thrilling style with pink Jeep tours from downtown to the mountaintops. Adventure is calling. Check out explore-branson.com to plan your next visit.
Helping cattle to beat the heat this summer. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Tips for preventing heat stress in cattle, courtesy of Alfredo DiConstanzo, a livestock specialist with University of Nebraska Extension.
Be ready with shades, be ready with sprinklers, be ready with bedding. It's a very comprehensive approach, which in many cases, we need to start thinking about this very early on in the time period. What management is trying to do is to increase the sensible heat loss, which is, if one can imagine, a molecule of air trapped on the surface of the hair of an animal. That molecule must exchange the internal heat with the external conditions.
DiConstanzo says if cattle operators use sprinklers, they need to make sure that air is moving around those wet animals.
I am pretty cautious with recommending sprinklers because they can actually make matters worse. We need the air movement to be able to have effectiveness of wetting the coats of these cattle. If it's a still day with solar radiation, high temperature, high humidity, and we wet cattle, it's going to take a breeze to be able to create that conductive heat loss, which we're looking for.
DeConstanzo says additional movement by the cattle to shoo flies away generates more body heat to compound the problem. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. An extensive heat dome anchored across the Central Plains continues to push temperatures well into the triple digits, triggering extreme heat warnings and heat advisories across central and eastern Kansas. According to National Weather Service offices in Topeka and Wichita, heat index values are surging between 108 and 114 degrees as high surface humidity combines with an upper-level high-pressure system parked over the region. For agricultural producers, the timing of this thermal system creates severe physiological stress on row crops. A substantial portion of Kansas corn is moving through peak pollination, the single most moisture-critical stage of plant development. Sustained ambient temperatures exceeding 95 degrees dry out corn silks prematurely and degrade pollen viability. Agronomists warn that elevated nighttime temperatures prevent plants from recovering, accelerating evapotranspiration rates, rapidly depleting subsoil moisture reserves, and increasing the probability of kernel abortion. Non-irrigated dryland corn and grain sorghum face the most immediate risk of yield reduction. Regional livestock operations are also implementing emergency heat mitigation protocols as the Kansas Animal Comfort Index reaches critical thresholds. Elevated dew points combined with triple-digit heat severely restrict natural cooling capacity in feedlot environments. Yard managers are increasing water flow rates to tanks, operating overhead sprinklers, and shifting cattle handling exclusively to early morning hours to minimize metabolic heat stress and maintain animal safety. Commodity markets are actively pricing in the weather risk. Grain traders are scrutinizing short-range atmospheric models for indications of convective rainfall or ridge breakdown. While early seasonal projections pointed towards robust yield targets, sustained thermal stress during pollination typically triggers downward revisions in weekly crop condition ratings and adds a weather premium to futures contracts. Updated heat risk maps, animal stress alerts, and field-level moisture profiles are published through the Kansas Mezzanine and local K-State Research and Extension offices. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text, and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kathleen Eubanks-Ming with the American Academy of Family Physicians. Bullies use power, strength, or popularity to hurt others emotionally or physically. And while you can't be with your child all the time, there are ways you can help. If your child encounters a bully, tell them to get to a safe place and tell an adult. You can also show them how to block online bullies. Teach them they can be more than a bystander and that they can help their peers. For more on bullying, visit familydoctor.org or talk with your family physician.
Looking for a place to call home without breaking the bank? Come live stress-free with the Waterville Housing Authority. Income-based one- and two-bedroom apartments that fit your budget at any age, and no maintenance worries with small-town living at its best. Openings available immediately. Contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. Apply today and discover why so many love calling the Waterville Housing Authority home.
You're out baling hay and a bearing breaks. Rain is coming. What do you do? Find someone to help you on a new app called Farmy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
After weeks of early mornings, long days, and jobs that don't wait, here's the bottom line. Honda's all-new Pioneer 1000 lineup is built for all of it. New 3 and 5 seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite is coming soon. With 999cc power and premium features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and optional sealed cab, it's built to make work easy and play hard. Find the perfect new Honda Pioneer 1000 for you at powersports.honda.com.
Interact.
connect with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Finding help quickly on the farm can be hard, and farmers know the time-robbing impacts when you're working with tight timelines. A trio of Iowa female entrepreneurs has developed an innovative app called Farmy that connects farmers to farmers when they need it most. It's available in all 50 states. Molly Woodruff is the CEO of Farmy. She says the app works by putting in whether you need service or can provide service.
If you have the equipment and you want to provide the service, you detail out what you can provide from planting, combining, spraying, or hay. And then a farmer with the piece of ground would go in and say, I need the service. And here's the location. And they mark it on a map. And then our algorithm does it based off a location and will match you within a certain radius.
She says Farmy doesn't take any cut from the cost of the service. Direct payment, bartering, or trading is negotiated between the two parties.
So if I go down the road and I need to do hay for some farmer here, and they're like, hey, I'll give you half a beef plus blah, it allows for the bartering that way. Or doing like split crops. So I always come back to hay because I feel like it's an easy one that a lot of people like to do a 50-50 on and do a 50-50 split with hay.
The app is free for farmers, but has a subscription fee for service providers. It's free for 90 days when they sign up, and the fee is then tier-based on how many jobs they want to accept and be matched with per month. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how Farmy works at agriculture.com.
Tough Midwest lawns need tough American-made mowing equipment. This year, ride with the best on a new Hustler mower from Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Hustler provides top-of-the-line cutting performance while also offering first-in-class comfortable designs. With a full line of residential and commercial zero-turn options, Blue Valley Trailers can have you on a new Hustler in no time or service the one you have. See what options are available at BlueValleyTrailers.com or stop by the showroom on the east side of Waterville. Hustler mowers work as hard as you. Find the right model today at Blue Valley Trailers.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Weed control is one important factor when it comes to helping manage wheat curl mites. K-State weed specialist Sarah Gansky lists a few of her recommendations for growers when it comes to what herbicides to use to help control weeds and volunteer wheat. She notes where the wheat curl mite likes to be hosted.
The primary host for the wheat curl mite is wheat, right? We can have conversations about alternate hosts, but the primary one is wheat. And so we understand that if we can kill that volunteer wheat quickly and we can keep it out of the fields for a period of time before the next wheat planting, we can do a better job of keeping the mites out of the environment, out of the community.
Gansky discusses a few of her top choices for volunteer wheat control and things to keep in mind.
So the kind of easy button for volunteer wheat control is glyphosate, right? Glyphosate is inexpensive. Glyphosate is very effective on grasses. The problem with using glyphosate for volunteer wheat control in the context of wheat streak mosaic virus is that glyphosate kills weeds very slowly. So glyphosate is one option, but not great for mite control. Paraquat or Gramoxone is another option. A couple of other products that folks could consider if they want to kill that wheat more quickly than glyphosate alone would be Sharpen or Reviton. So those are two PPO inhibiting herbicides that are contact herbicides that can kill the volunteer wheat quickly. Personally, I like them with the glyphosate. They seem to speed up the kill of the glyphosate, but they have the high efficacy that we expect from a glyphosate-only application.
She reminds growers about the importance of residual herbicides.
Needing something with some residual activity. We don't have anything that I would say is 100% as far as residual activity, but some products that folks might want to think about would be things like atrazine, metribuzin, or products like Spartan that contain sulfentrazone. So those will all have some residual activity. The benefits of using an atrazine or metribuzin product is if you choose to use a paraquat containing herbicide for your rapid burn down, the paraquat will work a little bit better if you include a group 5 herbicide like atrazine or metribuzin in the tank mix.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Gansky on what growers can be using to kill their volunteer wheat, which is important for managing the wheat streak mosaic virus complex. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Placement Hardware Supply in Washington.
Summer mowing season is here. If your equipment needs an upgrade,
save 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment at the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Easy start and long-lasting 62-volt batteries make Pioneer equipment tough as a Kansas summer.
Get a 6-month warranty and 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment.
Only at the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington. At the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Monday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, we continue to have low red numbers all across the board, and that has been the theme since the start of the day. Over in the seeds market, the weakness continues over here, but there are just a couple of green numbers hanging onto the board. And over in the livestock, no signs of strength over here as the cattle and the hogs all continue to be in the red. Over in the corn market, September corn down 13 and a quarter at 451 even, and December down 14 cents at 473 and a half. Kansas City wheat for September down 13 cents at 732 and a quarter, and December down 13 and a half at 748 even. In the oats market, September oats down 7 and 3 quarters at 320 and a half, and December down 9 and a quarter at 333 and a quarter. In the bean market, August beans down 40 and a quarter at 1207 and 3 quarters, and September down 41 cents at 1199 and a quarter. Soybean meal for August down 1120 at 32010, and September down 1150 at 31930. Soybean oil for August down 265 at 7168, and September down 251 at 7096. In the canola market, November canola down 29.50 at 7.95.40, and January down $30 at 8.03.60. In the cotton market, December cotton up 78 cents at 80.76, and March up 71 cents at 82.35. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up 3 cents at 101.33, and December up a penny at 101.01. The euro for September is higher to $1.13, and December is up as well, but at $1.14. And the Japanese yen for September is slightly higher at 61 cents, and the same goes for December in the green at 61 cents. Taking a look at our afternoon stock market numbers, and the S&P 500 continues to fall despite a run fighting pause as chip stocks tumble, with the Dow Jones currently up 77 points at 52,024, the S&P 500 down 23 points at 7,388, and the Nasdaq down 155 points at 24,820.
It's towing season, so that means it's time to come see the experts at Truck Stuff. Whether you're needing a hitch, a gooseneck or bumper pull, a brake controller or airbags to level the ride, we've got you covered. We'll guide you on what suits your vehicle best so that you can have a safe and enjoyable trip. Whether you want to install it yourself or have our professional installers do it here, we thank you for shopping local at Truck Stuff at their corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Children who grow up in poverty are part of a destructive cycle. Childhood poverty creates adult poverty, creates childhood poverty, and on and on. At Child Fund International, we find this unacceptable. So we do all we can. In 25 countries, we are vigorously fighting poverty and improving the lives of over 11 million children and their families. Today's childhood poverty must not become tomorrow's. Learn more at Child Fund.
KNDY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A key gauge of future business activity rebounded last month, at least partially, from an abysmal showing in May. Durable goods orders were up 0.3% in June. The Census Bureau says computers and electronics drove the increase. Equities investors were unfazed by the report on big ticket items. The Dow Jones headed into the midday higher by 150 points. The Nasdaq composite was down 0.2%. The S&P 500 was off 0.5%. Putting food on the table is taking a bite out of our savings. A new survey finds nearly 1 in 5 American adults dipping into savings just to pay for groceries. More than 5% are being forced to use payday advance loans to buy food. United Airlines hopes to get a lot bigger. The Wall Street Journal says United approached Delta Airlines last year about a possible merger that would have created the world's largest airline. Earlier this year, United explored a merger with American. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Blue Valley Door honors all those who served during the Korean War. Your service was appreciated. Thank you. From Blue Valley Door in Beatrice, we serve and install all styles of garage doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential garage doors and openers.
If you like working with your hands and seeing a finished product come to life, Landall Company in Marysville is currently hiring welders, assemblers, wet painters, and machinists. Offering competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus. The benefit package including 401k, health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance. Apply online at landall.com/careers. EEO vets and disability welcome.
Supporting local businesses isn't just a feel-good idea, it's one of the most powerful ways we can invest in our own communities. Local businesses give Marysville character, unique shopping experiences, friendly service you can't receive online, and making the community feel like home. When you visit Marysville, stop by and visit these wonderful locally owned businesses.
Craving something sweet? Check out 8th Street Sweets on Facebook. Everything homemade from cakes, cookies, and custom treats. All baked fresh by me, Hannah Blasky. Offering special orders for birthdays, business events, weddings, and anything that needs a sweet treat fix. For made from the heart desserts, follow 8th Street Sweets on Facebook to see what I've created and order your next sweet favorite.
Beat the back-to-school rush at Blue River Eye Care. Did you know 1 in 5 kids need glasses by the time they reach kindergarten? Schedule your child's eye exam now and start the school year with clear, confident vision. We're easy to find in downtown Marysville, and we're open late on Mondays until 7 p.m. to fit your family's busy schedule. At Blue River Eye Care, the difference is clear.
The hot spot this summer is at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Warm weather and long summer days means grilling season is upon us. Steaks, burgers, chops, wings, brisket, and more.
When it's time to fire up the grill or smoker, stop in and see Tony the Meat Man, where he knows you by name, at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Always with the freshest cuts and great products. Use the drive-up window for easy convenience with prices that won't break the bank. And don't forget, we have the coldest beer in town.
Find us along Highway 36 in Marysville, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Be the talk of the neighborhood all weekend long by stopping in at Tony's Meat Market.
And let us get your grilling party kicked off right.
At Landall, being local isn't just where we work, it's who we are. For generations, we've built quality equipment right here, supporting our neighbors and communities every day. And we're not going anywhere. Continuing to grow, find out what career opportunities Landall has for you by visiting Landall.com. Landall Company, proudly local, today and tomorrow, built here, built to last.
Local businesses mean a stronger, more vibrant town for all. Next time you need something, think local first, because when local businesses thrive, we all do. Presented by One Marysville and KNDY, supporting our community every day.
95.5 KNDY FM Marysville, broadcasting live nationwide at KNDYradio.com and the KNDY app.